今天的题目是虚空的生命。
Today's topic is an empty life.
本来我是要讲但以理书的。
I originally wanted to continue with Daniel.
如果我继续讲下去的话，可能你承受不了。
If I keep on talking about Daniel, you may get a little tired of it.
这个星期我讲传道书，下星期我再讲但以理书。
So this week I'm talking about Ecclesiastes. Next week I'll return to Daniel.
让我们来看《传道书》第一章第一节到十一节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes 1:1-11.
传道书第一章第一节，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的原语。传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？”一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，既归所处之地。风往南刮，又向北转，不住地旋转，而且返回转行原道。江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，乃归怀何处？万事令人厌烦，人不能坐静，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。若有一件事人能只做说这是新的，哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.Also, the sun rises and the sun sets, and hastening to its place, it rises there again. Blowing toward the south, then turning toward the north, the wind continues swirling along, and on its circular courses, the wind returns. All the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they flow again. All things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it.The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new? Already it has existed for ages which were before us. There is no remembrance of earlier things, and also of the later things which will occur. There will be for them no remembrance among those who...will come later still.
有一部电影叫做 City Slicker.
There is a movie called City Slickers.
那电影的主角是Bill Crystal.
The main actor in that was Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal 他扮演一个经历中年危机的一个人。
Billy Crystal played a man who was having a midlife crisis.
他已经达到这个事业成就的高峰。
He had already reached the highest levels of his career.
但是他觉得所得到的不能够带给他满足感。
But he didn't feel like what he had accomplished could give him a sense of satisfaction.
那么最近他觉得他所度过的这个假不像年轻的时候所带来那种享受。
He didn't feel like he was enjoying his vacations as much as he did when he was younger.
然后同时他也发觉到他的耳朵有毛长出来。
And he found out that there was hair growing out of his ears.
那么有一天他被邀请到他儿子的学校去演讲。
One day he was invited to his son's school to give a talk.
我教导学生如何去面对将来。
And he was to talk about how to face the future.
然后他对学生说：“珍惜你目前的生命。”
He said to the students, "Treasure your life right now."
因为你目前的生命，你有得选择。
Because you have a choice.
这段时间将会很快的过去。
This period of time will quickly pass away.
当你成为一个青少年的时候。
When you become a young person.
你以为你什么事情都可以做。
Teenager, you believe that you can do anything.
那么二十多岁的时候，你不知道前途如何。
When you're in your 20s, you don't know what the future will be like.
那么三十多岁的时候，你赚了一点钱。
When you get in your 30s, you earn some money.
结了婚，有了一个家庭。
You get married and have a family.
那么在那个时候，你问自己。
At that time, you ask yourself.
我二十多岁那些年华到底去了哪里？
Where did my 20s go?
那么40岁的时候
When you're in your 40s,
长了一个大肚子
You get a pot belly.
而脸下多了一个下巴
You get a, grow a double chin.
那么音乐对你来说
talking about music,
显得太大声了
It's all too loud for you now.
而你以前那个女朋友已经成为别人的祖母了。
Your girlfriend from the past is now somebody's grandmother.
当你50岁的时候
When you're in your 50s.
你做了一个小手术。
You go through some minor surgery.
你称它为步骤。
And you call it a procedure.
那么60多岁的时候
When you're in your 60s.
你做了一个大手术。
You have a big surgery.
外来的音乐还是很大声。
The music is still way too loud for you.
但是你已经不在乎了。
But you don't care anymore.
因为你的听觉有点问题。
Because your hearing has a problem now.
那么70多岁的时候。
In your 70s.
你跟你的妻子搬到佛罗里达去。
You move with your wife to Florida.
我开始在2点吃晚餐。
You start eating dinner at 2 p.m.
那么早上10点的时候吃午餐。
You eat lunch at 10 a.m.
那么在前一个晚上的时候吃早餐。
You eat breakfast the night before.
那你花大部分的时间在那个购物广场在那边徘徊。
You spend most of your time wandering around the mall.
那么等到80多岁的时候。
When you get to your 80s.
因着你中风，你必须要躺在床上。
You've had a stroke and you must lie in bed.
那不久就离开这个世界了。
And not much longer you leave this world.
这个是一个很典型的一个人生经历。
This is a very typical experience of life.
而传道书很详细的去描述到把这个经历描述出来。
Ecclesiastes talks in detail about this kind of experience of life.
那么从今天我们所看那段经文描述到人生那种虚空。
The verses we looked at today talk about the emptiness of life.
所以这节经文说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空。
This verse says, vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那么虚空这两个字在整本传道书里面出现了30次。
Vanity, this word in the entire book of Ecclesiastes appears 30 times.
这两个字的意思是指空虚或者徒劳。
The meaning of this word is emptiness or futility.
好像云雾一样。
Just like vapor.
不久就消失掉了。
It, quickly.Evaporates.
没有留下任何的东西。
And doesn't leave anything behind.
那么从这节短短的经文里面。
From this very short verse.
如果你算一算的话。
If you look at it.
虚空这两个字出现了5次。
Vanity, this word appears 5 times.
那么显示传道者这个传道书这个作者所要强调的就是虚空。
And it clearly shows that the preacher in here wants to emphasize vanity.
那么从人的角度来看，人的生命确实是很虚空。
From our point of view, our lives are futile.
人生下来吃这个奶长大。
We're born, we drink milk, and we grow.
上幼稚园。
We go to kindergarten.
小学、中学，然后大学。
Elementary school, middle school, high school, college.
结婚生孩子。
We get married and we have children.
有些人生孙子。
Some people have grandchildren.
最后就归于尘土。
And in the end, we return to the earth.
那么传道书不是一个普通人写的。
Ecclesiastes was not written by a regular man.
而是一个曾经在耶路撒冷做王大卫的儿子所写的。
But it was written by a man who was king in Jerusalem and who was the son of David.
然后虽然书里面没有提到这个作者的名。
Although the book doesn't mention his name.
大部分的圣经学者都认为是所罗门王。
Most Bible scholars believe it was Solomon.
所罗门王是大卫的儿子。
Solomon was David's son.
那么曾经是以色列的国王。
And he was king of Israel.
所罗门王做王的时候。
When Solomon was king.
是古代以色列国在这个经济上、经济上最辉煌、最强盛的时候。
This was the time when ancient Israel, when you're talking about economy, military, it was the most prosperous and strong.
以色列从来没有这么强盛而且这么富有。
Israel had never been this strong or this prosperous.
所罗门王的财富多得有余。
Solomon had wealth to excess.
根据这个历代志下九章二十节的记载。
As it's recorded in 2 Chronicles 9:20.
所罗门王一切的银器都是金的，黎巴嫩林宫里的一切器皿都是金金的，所罗门王连这银子算不得什么。
All King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was not considered valuable in the days of Solomon.
然后在九章二十二节到二十三节说。
And then in chapter 9 verses 22 and 23 it says.
所罗门王的财宝与智慧胜过天下的列王。普天下的王都求见所罗门王，要听神给他智慧的话。
So King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom, and all the kings of the earth were seeking the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart.
还有在二十五节说，所罗门王有套车马四千棚，有马兵一万二千，安置在顿车的。城邑和耶路撒冷就在王那里。
Now Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, and he stationed them in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem.
所罗门王有财力，还有势力。
Solomon had wealth and power.
他所要的，他都有。
Whatever he wanted, he had.
但是在晚年的时候，所罗门王写了这本传道书。
But when Solomon was old,He wrote this book.
这本书一开始的时候就说虚空的虚空。
And when Ecclesiastes begins, it says vanity of vanities.
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
而传道书是一本充满智慧的书。
Ecclesiastes is a book full of wisdom.
然后这本书警告人不要只在日光之下劳碌。
This book warns people not to just work, all the time.
因为这些事情或者东西都是虚空的。
Because all these things are empty.
然后从神的角度来看。
From God's point of view,
如果人只是在日光之下劳碌，
if people are just working under the sun,
然后圣经说最后是虚空的，
the Bible says in the end it's all meaningless.
为什么是虚空呢？
Why is it meaningless?
从今天所看的经文一共有四方面。
From the verses we're looking at today, there are four points.
因为是虚空，因为这些东西不是永久的。
First, it's because these things do not last forever.
第二呢，这些事情或者这些东西不能够带给我们满足。
The second, these things cannot satisfy us.
然后第三，这些东西或者这些事情都不是新奇的。
Third, all of these things are not new.
第四呢，没有人会记得。
And fourth, no one will remember.
所以首先我们来看生命的虚空，第一点就是因为这些东西不是永久的。
Let's look at the first point about the vanity of life, and that is that it is not forever.
这些东西都会过去的。
Everything will pass away.
那么有些人，特别是那些不信主的人。
Some people, especially those who don't believe in God.
他们以为在隧道的另一端啊，看到这个光明。
They believe they can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
但是所罗门王说。
But Solomon says to them.
是一辆前来的火车的灯。
It's the light of a train oncoming.
灾祸将要临到他们。
And disaster is going to strike them.
所以所罗门王在第三节说。
So Solomon in verse 3 says,
他说人一切的劳碌就是在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢?
What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
他说人在这个世界上拼命的劳碌。
He says, we're working so hard in this life.
有什么益处呢?
What benefit does it have?
人活在这个世界上的目的又是什么?
What is our purpose in life?
为什么人拼命的在赚钱?
Why do we try our hardest to earn money?
争取这个地位还有这个名誉。
And why do we strive for position and fame?
其实主耶稣在马太福音第16章26节也这么说。
Actually, Jesus says in Matthew 16:26,
他说人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢?人还能拿什么换生命呢?
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
那么人们拼命在爬这个成功的楼梯。
People are doing their best to climb the ladder of success.
但是最后发现到这个楼梯所靠的墙是不对的。
But in the end, they find out that the wall this ladder is leaning on is the wrong one.
那么事实上很多的人拼命的围着这些属实的事情来劳碌。
In this world, there are many people who are working the hardest for the things of the world.
因为他们以为这些东西是永久的。
Because they believe that these things are eternal.
但是所罗门王说，这一切都是虚空的。
But King Solomon says, all of this is meaningless.
不是永久的。
It is not eternal.
所以他在第三节到第七节说
So he says in verses 3 to 7,
他说人一切的劳碌就是在他日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢?
What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
一代过去一代又来地却永远长存
A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
日头出来日头落下既归所处之地
The sun rises and the sun sets, and hastening to its place, it rises there again.
风往南刮，又向北转，不住地旋转，而且返回转行原道。
Blowing towards the south, then turning toward the north, the wind continues swirling along, and on its circular courses the wind returns.
江河都往海里流，海却不满，江河从何处流？乃归还何处?
All the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they flow again.
所以从这几节经文，所罗门王以四件东西来说明人生命不是永久的。
From these verses, Solomon uses four things to explain that our lives are not eternal.
所以这四件东西就是这个地、日头、风和这个江河。
These four things are the earth, the sun, wind, and rivers.
所以所罗门王说，他说人生是短暂的。
Solomon says that the life of man is temporary.
如果跟这个大自然比较的话，不是永久的。
If we compare our lives with nature, it's not eternal. Our lives are not eternal.
他说一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
He says, a generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
那么所谓这个地却永远长存不是指这个地球是永恒的。
What he's saying here, the earth remains forever, does not mean that the earth, is eternal.
因为圣经里面说在审判的日子到来的时候。
Because the Bible says when the day of judgment comes.
那么天地都要废去。
The heaven and earth will pass away.
这节经文不是以一个人的生命和地球的生命做个比较。
This verse is just making a comparison between a person's life and the earth.
那诗篇的作者在诗篇九十篇也这么说。
And the psalmist in Psalm 90 verses 3 to 6 says,
你使人归以尘土，说你们世人要归回，在你看来，十年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
You turn man back into dust and say, Return, O children of men. For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上各下枯干。
You have swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening it fades and withers away.
所以世人以这个睡一个觉或者这个花草来形容人生的短暂。
The psalmist uses sleeping and grass to describe a person's life and its transience.
雅各书第四章十四节也这么说。
James chapter 4 verse 14 says,
那么其实明天如何你们还不知道。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
这节经文以这个云雾来形容人生命的短暂。
This verse uses vapor to describe life's transience.
云雾的出现的时间非常的短暂。
The appearance of a vapor is very short.
眨眼之间就不见了。
In the blink of an eye, it's gone.
所以所罗门王不止以这个地来比较人生命的短暂。
So Solomon didn't just use earth to compare our lives to the transits of our lives.
他也以这个日头就是这个太阳或者风还有江河来做个比较。
He also used wind, rivers, and the sun to compare.
每天我们看到太阳从东边出来。
Every day we see the sun coming up from the east.
然后傍晚的时候他就降落在西边。
And every day it sets in the west.
过了一个晚上。
After the night passes.
同样的从东边出来。
It comes again from the east.
然后再降落在西边。
And it sets again in the west.
就如第五节所说。
As it says in verse 5.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所处之地。
Also the sun rises and the sun sets, and hastening to its place, it rises there again.
风也有固定的方向吹来。
The wind also has a set direction that it blows from.
风往南刮，又向北转，不住地旋转，而且返回转行沿道。
Blowing toward the south, then turning toward the north, the wind continues swirling along, and on its circular courses the wind returns.
每一年风都从固定的方向吹来，你知道吗？
Did you know that the wind every year blows from a set direction?
冬天到来的时候
When winter comes.
你会发觉到这个刮这个北风啊。
You'll find that it blows from the north.
然后夏天结束的时候
When summer is over.
这个飓风就从南方吹过来。
Hurricanes come blow up from the south.
很固定的这些风就按照他们的时间还有方向吹。
These winds blow at a set time and a set direction.
同样的地球上的水分也按照自然的定律在循环。
In the same way, water flows according to the order of nature and the water cycle.
在第七节说江河都往海里去海却不满。江河从何处流乃归怀何处。
Verse 7 says, All the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they flow again.
这节经文描述到这个水分，地球上的水分一直在循环。
This verse describes how the water is always circulating on the earth.
所以这个水分从这个地上或者海蒸发到天上。
The water evaporates from the earth or the oceans into the sky.
然后凝结成为这个水滴。
And it condenses to become water droplets.
成为一个雨水降落在地上。
It becomes rain and it falls on the earth.
然后流到江河里面，最后归到海里面去。
And then it flows into the rivers and in the end flows into the sea.
所以当我们观看这个大自然的现象的时候
When we see the phenomena of nature,
我们只有一个结论
We can only have one conclusion.
我们这些大自然的定律
The order of nature, the laws of nature.
从天地创造以来没有任何的改变
They have not changed from when the earth was created.
日出日落风吹的方向和水分的循环。
The sun rising, the sun setting, the wind blowing, and the water cycle.
都是一样的，没有改变。
They're all the same, they have not changed.
但是所罗门王说，人的生命不一样。
But Solomon says that our lives are not the same.
一代过去，一代又来。
A generation goes and a generation comes.
一个人可能今天活着。
Maybe a person is living today.
明天可能要离开世界。
And tomorrow he will leave this earth.
那人死后被埋葬。
After we die, we're buried.
但是这个地球仍然存在。
But the earth continues to exist.
太阳仍然从东边出来。
The sun continues to come up from the east.
然后降落在西边。
And to go down in the west.
风继续的吹。
The wind continues blowing.
雨水继续的从天降下来。
And the rain continues to fall from heaven.
所罗门王说，人的生命是虚空的。
Solomon says that our life is vanity.
因为人的生命不是永久的。
Because our lives are not eternal.
第二点。
The second point.
生命是虚空的。
Life is vanity.
所罗门王说，因为世上的一切不能够使人满足。
Because Solomon says that everything on this earth cannot give us satisfaction.
如果一个人没有神，他所做的不能够带来满足感。
If a person doesn't have God, then everything that he does has no power to give him a sense of satisfaction.
第八节这么说，万事令人厌烦，人不能受尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
Verse 8 says, All things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with hearing, nor is the ear filled with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing.
万事是指日光之下所有的事情。
All things means everything under the sun.
无论是人的成就或者人的名誉地位。
No matter whether it's success or fame or position.
别人所说的。
Things that other people say.
眼睛所能够看见的。
The things that you can see with your eyes.
耳朵能够听到的。
What you can hear with your ears.
这些事情都不能够使到一个人满足。
All these things cannot give a person a sense of satisfaction.
很多人，特别是年轻的人。
Many people, especially young people.
以为等到他大学毕业之后。
Believe that when they graduate from college,
找到一份好的工作
find a great job,
娶一个漂亮的太太
marry a beautiful wife,
或者嫁给一个英俊的很帅的一个男生
or marry a handsome guy,
赚很多的钱
earn a lot of money,
然后住在这个大洋房里面
live in a big house,
开这个豪华的汽车
drive a luxury car,
必定会带来快乐的
They believe that this will bring happiness.
可能你曾经走过这条路。
You may have felt the same way.
或者你正在走这条路。
Or you may be walking this road right now.
你以为这些东西能够带给你满足感。
You believe that these things can bring satisfaction.
有没有听过人这么说？
Have you ever heard people say this?
只要我有一百万。
If I can only have $1 million.
我一定会很满足的。
I will be really satisfied.
但是所罗门王在第八节说
But Solomon in verse 8 says
他说万事令人厌烦人不能受尽眼看看不饱耳听听不足
All things are wearisome Man is not able to tell it The eye is not satisfied with seeing Nor is the ear filled with hearing
所以他说没有任何的东西能够满足一个人的心灵
He says that there is nothing that can satisfy a person's spirit
比如说你搬到一个新的地方。
For example, if you move to a new place,
开始的时候一切都是很新鲜。
At the beginning, everything is all fresh and new.
周围的环境还有它的风景多么美丽。
All of the environment around you is so beautiful and draws you in.
但是你过了不久，你觉得有点烦厌。
But after not a very long time, you feel like it's all wearisome.
有没有这样的感觉？
Have you had that kind of feeling?
同时有时候音乐。有些音乐听多了都觉得很烦。
If you hear, listen to a piece of music for a long time or many times, you get tired of it.
Solomon 所要强调的就是
What Solomon wants to emphasize is
世上一切的事情一切的东西不能够使到我们满足。
Everything on this earth cannot satisfy us.
除了神以外这些东西不能够使到我们满足。
Besides God, nothing can give us true satisfaction.
我其实我自己曾经以为这些东西能够带给我满足感。
Actually, I myself felt like these things could bring satisfaction.
因此我努力地去创业。
So I worked hard at my job.
但是发觉到这些东西不能够带来给我永久的满足。
But I found out that these things could not bring satisfaction.
这也是我决定放弃我的事业。来回应神的呼召。
And this is why in the end I decided to give up my career and answer God's call.
去念神学来装备我自己。
And go to study theology and prepare myself.
以备我好好的去服侍这位真神。
Prepare myself to really serve God to the best of my ability.
然后自从我做了这个决定之后。
After I made this decision.
我觉得自己所做的是有永恒价值的。
I feel like everything I do has eternal value.
因此带来那种不能够形容那种满足感。
And it brings a sense of satisfaction that's hard to describe.
那么第三点。
The third point.
所罗门王说生命是虚空的。
Solomon says that life is vanity.
因为世上的东西不是新奇的他说。
Because he said there is nothing new under the sun.
第九节第十节说。
In verse 9 and 10 it says,
已有的事情必会再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下必无新事。
That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done, so there is nothing new under the sun.
岂有一件事能人只做错，这是新的，哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。
Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new? Already it has existed for ages which were before us.
那可能你会问，以前的人没有电视。
You might ask, people before didn't have TVs.
或者电脑，或者这个手机。
Or computers or cell phones.
那可是自己经文不是讲这些东西。
But these verses are not talking about that sort of thing.
而是指人的天性。
It's talking about our human nature.
人以前的天性跟今天的天性没有什么差别。
The human nature of people in the past and now is not any different.
比如说人的罪性。
For example, our sin nature.
从亚当夏娃犯罪以来。
From when Adam and Eve first sinned.
那么到现在都没有改变。
Until now, there has been no change.
人以前的资历和今天现在人的资历都是一样的。
The intelligence of people in the past and people now is the same.
古代的这个金字塔就是一个证据。
There's evidence in the pyramids of ancient Egypt.
从科学的角度来看，这个金字塔是用高科技和知识建造的。
From a scientific perspective, these pyramids were built with advanced technology and knowledge.
所以以前人的头脑不会比今天的人的头脑差。
So the intelligence of people in the past is not any less than people now.
所以很多人以为很多东西以为是新的。
Many people believe that things now are new.
只不过是一个发现。
And that it's just a new discovery.
其实这些东西早都有的。
Actually, these things already existed a long time ago.
你知道做研究英文是叫什么？
Do you know what research is?
英文是 research.
In English, it's research.
Research 就是重新再找。
Research, the English word means to search again.
所以人做研究只不过是寻找已经存在的东西。
So people doing research are actually looking for something that already exists.
所以所罗门王说不要单单在这个世界上只是在劳碌。
So Solomon says, don't just work hard, under the sun.
而忽略了生命里面一些很重要的事情。
And forget about the things that are important in life.
因为这个生命是暂时的。
Because this life is temporary.
而且世上一切的东西都不是新奇的。
And there is nothing new under the sun.
所以所罗门王说生命是虚空的。
Solomon says that life is vanity.
第一点就是生命记得不是永久的。
The first point is because life is not lasting forever.
第二，所有的东西都不能够带给我们满足感。
The second point, nothing can give a sense of satisfaction.
第三呢，所罗门王说这些东西不是新的。
The third point, Solomon says these things, nothing is new.
第四呢，他说人会忘记的。
The fourth point he says is that people will forget.
他说已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
There is no remembrance of earlier things and also of the later things which will occur. There will be for them no remembrance among those who will come later still.
所以一个人的成就将会被人忘记。
A person's success will be forgotten by everyone.
人的成就不久就会被人忘记的。
Their success will be forgotten quickly.
所以当我离开这个世界的时候，
When I leave this world,
我在大学的文凭还有神学院的所谓什么文凭将会成为这个废纸。
My college diploma, my theology school, seminary diploma will all just become waste paper.
所以很多时候人活着的时候，
Many times when people are alive,
不是很多人注意到他的成就。
There aren't many people even in that time who pay attention to their success.
所以当他离开世界的时候，
So when he leaves this world,
更不用讲了。
There, it's even fewer people who will remember.
我再重，谁知道他的曾祖父的成就是怎么样的？
Who here remembers the success of their great grandfather?
和他所留下来的东西，你知道吗？
Or the things he left behind?
Not your grandfather, your great great grandfather.
Great great grandfather.
你记得吗？
Do you remember?
生命是非常的短暂的。
Life is very short.
我们的成就还有我们所拥有的，有一天将会过去。
Our success and everything that we have one day will pass away.
而且会被人忘记。
And will be forgotten by everyone.
那么这个世界不是永久的。
This world is not eternal.
有一天将会过去。
One day it will pass away.
因为这个是圣经所讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废弃，有行职的都要被烈火消化。地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
我从今天所看的经文，人的生命似乎 看起来好点，有点悲观，是不是？
From the verses we looked at, a person's life seems very negative and pessimistic.
如果没有神是很悲观的。
If you don't have God, then life is very sad.
以前这个 Wendy 餐馆开餐馆的，你不知道 Wendy?
Do you know Wendy's, the fast food restaurant?
有一个很可笑的一个广告。
They had a really funny advertisement in the past.
有位年长的女士还有她的朋友把他们的汉堡包打开。
There was an old lady and she and her friend opened up their hamburgers.
那么发觉到几乎是没有料的。
They found there was nothing in it.
那么那位有眼光的那位年长的女士。
That very perceptive old lady.
她就问。
She asked.
牛肉在哪里？
Where's the beef?
其实在我们这个人生的路程里面很多人问这个问题啊。
Actually, in our lives, there are many people asking this question.
他们发觉到一生的生命夹在出生跟死亡的中间。
They find that our lives are sandwiched between birth and death.
很可惜的，他们的生命好像这个汉堡包一样。
And it's a shame their lives are like this hamburger.
里面是没有料的。
There's nothing, no substance to it.
你的生命是否是好像这个汉堡包一样？
Is your life like the hamburger?
没有料的。
Has no substance.
里面是空的。
It's empty inside.
你是否感觉到很虚空？
Do you feel like things are
而且生命没有意义。
And that life has no meaning.
然后最近我听到一个我刚认识的一个人所说。
I recently heard, I made a new acquaintance and I heard them say.
那他是一个很有学问的一个人。
A person with a lot of learning.
他在工作的时候。
When he's working.
他说感觉到不快乐。
He did not feel happy.
他说可能等我不工作的时候我会快乐的。
He said, maybe when I stop working, I'll be happy.
但是他已经四年没有工作。
And he's already retired 4 years.
他说还是不快乐。
I'm still not happy, he said. Let's come before the Lord, quiet our hearts and consider today's message.
You 是否感觉到生命，你的生命是有点虚空。
Do you feel like your life is somewhat empty?
因着这个缘故，你寻找那些东西来填满这个虚空的心灵。
And because of this reason, you're looking for things to fill the empty feeling.
可能你以为在隧道另外的一端可以看到这个光明。
And you may feel like you see a light at the end of the tunnel.
但是所罗门王说。
But King Solomon says.
是一辆前来火车的灯。
It's the light of an oncoming train.
灾祸将会临到。
And disaster will befall you.
除了神以外。
Aside from God,
世上一切的事情还有东西不能够带给我们满足感。
All the things on this earth cannot give us a sense of satisfaction.
可能你以为这些东西会带来满足感。
You may believe that these things can bring satisfaction.
但是神的话语说不可能的。
But God's word says that it's impossible.
让我们听神的话语。
May we listen to God's word.
不要在这个世上只是为这一生来劳碌。
And don't just work for the things on this earth in our lives.
而是为这个有永恒价值的东西来劳碌。
But work for things that have eternal value.
天父啊，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们这些软弱的人。
Help us who are weak.
能够有从你而来的智慧。
That we may have wisdom from you.
能够看到这个地上的生命如果没有神是虚空的。
That we may see that life on this earth is empty without God.
因为只有神能够填满我们这个空虚的心灵。
Because only God can fill our empty hearts.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.